That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Putting down cups of water. Hello!
Loose cups of water!
By a round of applause, who is here and has basically no idea what they're about to see? I said round of applause, but I do appreciate all the hands up. Okay, great. That's excellent. Thank you for either being trusting or being adventurous. So this is our show called Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. This is Jessica McKenna.
This is Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Eric Calver on the drums.
That's right. So everything that you're about to see, we're going to do a full musical for you, and we don't know what it is, and we're going to make it up right now. And that's it. So to sort of get started,
we'll get a suggestion of anything at all, any word, Don't be shy. What'd you say?
Clowns?
Clowns.
Deeply upsetting. No, it's fine.
It's all right. You didn't have to know. There wasn't a wrong answer except for that one.
Clowns. Oh my gosh.
No. Oh yeah.
We're both theater majors.
Yeah.
So we have both been in deeply embarrassing clowning classes.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I guess there are like schools of clowning.
Yeah.
Some clowns talk, some clowns never talk.
Yeah, I did clowns that don't talk.
I did clowns that don't talk. That's going to be hard to do a musical. That's okay.
Yeah. We might need to create some distance from that particular
idea. I only sing from a place of truth. That's fine.
Festivals? Festival life. Are you living the festival life right now? Is it who's first time at Pickathon?
Okay.
Again with the hand raised. We love it. Yeah.
There is whatever.
I'll get into this nitty-gritty, which is so far clean porta potty. So
oh my God.
Give it up.
Extremely clean porta potty.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
This was the first time I've seen a porta potty that had a built-in urinal too.
Oh sure.
Which I think is so smart.
And what about this? Anyone ever make the mistake of wearing a romper to a festival? Yeah, don't do it. Is anyone wearing a romper right now?
Wow, learning. Okay.
You are? Oh no!
Yeah.
You're gonna be okay. Just like maybe have your flashlight ready on your phone at night. You know, just like I have designed some festival looks around a romper, only to be like, why did I give myself this task at the end of the night? You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You just need to take a deep breath.
I feel like,
but
I
not
just,
too deep of a breath.
No, You told me not to wear a romper, and I wore one anyway.
Well, that's all right. Some advice...
I feel like I've messed up this festival so fast.
No, you don't need to take all advice that you're given. You know, you get to pick what advice to take. And I have to ask.
Uh-huh.
Did you think about why I gave you that advice?
I honestly didn't think at all. I just saw a romper on the wall. And I thought, I'm gonna look so fresh in that.
Totally, I've been there.
I put the romper on my bod, and I said like, oh my God, this will pair perfectly with this pre-planned festival hat.
But where will the romper go when it's time for you? Unless you can hold it at your knees, it might be the kind of
choice. I should have thought longer before choosing this wrong word. I was thinking how much it would impress all of the girls and boys.
And honestly, sure, what feels better than wearing just one piece of clothes?
Absolutely nothing.
There's only one part of it, and I suppose that you were thinking, ooh, no more decisions, no more mental fatigue. I'll just put on one piece of clothing.
It'll be the only one I need, but I should have thought longer before choosing. Take it off.
Tyler, I need you to know, don't avoid fluids now.
Okay. Oh, like don't stop drinking.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't know how.
Good. That is not the solution.
It's not the solution.
You still need to have that dilution.
I will hydrate. Since I have a romper, I'm gonna shout it out loud.
Shout it out loud.
I won't fear no longer that I'm wearing this romper. I will be romper forward and romper proud.
And you'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. Thanks, Kylie.
You got it, Tyler.
You know, I've never been to a clown festival before.
Yeah, well, there's lots of different stages.
It's like music acts and then also a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, and, you know, food tents, and some clowns don't talk, and so that they're a little harder to find
sure. On
the trails.
Oh, what's this one, though? Clowns that talk. They're in this big tent. Well, this is interesting to me. Do you have any, like, acts that you absolutely must see?
Yes.
At this festival?
Thank you, Tyler.
Clownathon?
If I don't make it to the end of the night, if I make it to the end of the night and I don't see Seashells, I'm going to lose my shit.
Seashells the clown?
Seashells
the famous clown?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they said they were done years ago. This is their fourth reunion tour.
Right. It's like,
I get it. Everybody wants to reunite for a festival circuit.
Maybe that's the ultimate clowning, though.
Oh, you're right.
Every year you say, like, Seashells will never tour again. And then they do. You're like, I guess I'm the clown. Can we drop this for a second?
Yeah.
Between us, clown members of the clown band Seashells.
Yeah.
I really feel like this should be our last year.
Okay, but then you're not thinking about all the shows we could play.
But Conch, if this is our last year, then we can just, like, we can end with such a big, big bang. I feel like the emotions will really come. Then we can all move on to other projects.
Scalloped?
Mm-hmm.
Is it moving on from the project, or is it moving on from me?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't have feelings for you anymore, and they're not, I'm not.
You said we could still do the act.
Yes.
And now you're quitting the act because we've quit each other.
Because you broke up with me.
We quit each other.
You broke up with me.
We quit each other.
We agreed to go separate ways, but you broke up with me.
But I feel like I only broke up because you already quit, so in that way we quit each other.
Okay, sure. Semantics, but sure.
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 Quitting's different than breaking in my mind, you know?
You're right, yeah. No, you're right. We can keep our relationship and the act separate.
I just feel like the world might still need Seashells, even if Scalloped and Conch can't make it work.
You're saying, hold it. it together for the people. Do it one more time and don't look back.
Hold it together for the people.
For the people.
We'll do it one more time, then five more after that.
Okay, but maybe honestly, this is the last one. One more ride to take us to the end.
Maybe somehow this could be the last one.
It's the last one.
We'll finally say it, then we will begin the next one.
Okay.
Reunited again. Reunited again. What is an ending but a way to then begin?
If we're reunited
again.
Okay, I do like this philosophy, but maybe we could apply it to you and me. I'm just saying, if it works for the band, maybe we could parallelly do it with each other, a woman and man.
Again, there's nothing like taking the stage and saying loud, this is the one time we are finishing right here and right now.
Feels so good.
And the crowd is electric, 'cause the moment is just here. And I love that feeling, I hold it dear.
And when you do it year after year,
year after year,
Fiction me. Inside fiction soundtrack.
Very confusing.
Sorry, can we get a little
very
more?
Confusing.
Here, no. Can we get more cello?
Yeah, more cello. Yeah, really.
Yeah, thank you.
And
more
I can
cello.
Have actually less harp. Less harp.
I need more Hong Kong horn. I always need more Hong Kong horn.
Can I get a little less car? The car's too big.
The car should be smaller. Can I get less car? Less car, more horn. More people in the car. That's actually great.
That's perfect for me.
Thank you, Julian. Again.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm afraid that people think that the funnel cakes are like an act, not a dish.
No. Brendan.
I'm just worried because nobody's been lining up for them.
Yeah, one person got one and they threw it immediately.
They threw it as a pie.
Yeah.
Because I put a ton of whipped cream on it.
And it's not a pie.
It's not a pie.
Throwing a pie is funny. Throwing
a funnel cake is hot.
Rude.
Hot.
Hot. Yeah, oh, I mean, physically. It's right out of the fryer.
It's right out of the fryer.
That's right. Pies can be hot, too, and people don't think about that when they throw them.
Pies can be hot, too.
But, Brendan, I'm getting off point. Listen, everyone knows that Brendan's funnel cakes put the fun in funnel cakes.
That's what I thought.
That's what you do.
That's what I try.
People take you seriously. You're an artist.
You don't need
to worry what everyone... It doesn't matter if there's one person in line or 100 people in line.
You're right.
You just make the funnel cakes that you came to
just
make.
Just like Gaga says.
Is that what Gaga says?
Gaga says it.
Okay. And if she says it, it can't be wrong.
I appreciate your support, Peter. I just feel like I'm so quick to put on toppings that a lot of people don't appreciate that I've actually sculpted something with the dough.
The foundation underneath.
Yeah, that the cake itself is a piece of art meant to be eaten but also enjoyed visually. But then I end up covering it in whipped cream or a compote.
What do you think that's about mentally? Because could it be that you're afraid of the critique?
That I'm not ready to show myself.
You're afraid of the critique.
I'm not ready to show.
So you make the funnel cake and then
I cover it
up.
In whipped cream or
no
a compote.
No one can judge your art if they can't see
that's
it.
That's right.
You're protected by a thick layer of...
We got there fast. Do you think it's because our parents are therapists?
Almost certainly. Almost definitely.
Sometimes I feel like you and me like analyze each other and others like a game.
Unpack that.
Okay. I think that because it was so common for our family to sit around and have discussions like this, open, honest, analytical, that I do it for sport.
Do you remember the time we went to Disneyland and we could not get through a single ride without really dissecting the sort of...
Interpersonal dynamics.
Underlay of like the little
people in the line, but also the animatronics.
Line dynamics, are you right?
Oh, line dynamics. Some people like to stare off in space and wish they weren't there at all. Some people are trying to bicker at voices that are so quiet and small. Some people go from side to side and they have an Oedipus complex. Because it's like, just pick a side. Oh, I get it, you love your mom.
The way you stand in a line is about your mind. The way you stand in a line's about what's inside. I can tell from the where you are in the line if you are truthful or lying.
For beer. Oh, look at fourth guy back.
Oh God. Fourth guy back has emotional issues with his recent divorce. You can tell he's divorced, but still wearing the ring. It's like, sorry buddy, who are you kidding?
And look at this guy, number 7. Okay, it will never be right because he's holding the angles expecting to find his light, but he's looking for one little like
that little girl. Honestly, she seems fine. Kids are honestly often too young to be psychologized.
And the lady at the very back, oh yeah, she's getting mad. I know why you are mad. You should have brought
inside.
It's about what's inside.
And you're all dealing with incredible issues, except for the kid who's fine.
I'm fine!
The way you standing lines about your mind.
Hey! This line's really close, we can hear you dissecting us.
It's honestly rude to tell me that I shouldn't have brought a bag.
We're just waiting.
To get the beer. If you want the tepid beer, then you have to be here.
Whoa. May interest you in a funnel cake. That's very different than beer.
Yeah,
I know,
sure.
But maybe you can eat it while you wait.
And maybe this funnel cake is open and not hidden beneath whipped cream.
Maybe I'll let it be finally seen.
Huh. When I look at this funnel cake, I think of why I brought this bag. I'm bringing the bag to be prepared for every eventuality, which is really futile. Life throws you curveballs you cannot pack for every occasion you have. I should have brought a fanny pack instead of this bag.
Instead of this bag. The way you stand in a line
about your mind. Thank you, funnel cake person.
You can't fill everything in your bag to cover up what's inside.
The way you stand in a line about your mind.
I made one for you, bro.
For me?
Yeah. Let me get it out of the fryer. Okay. It will be hot.
Okay, I won't throw it at someone immediately. Wow. I see an interconnected pattern.
Uh-huh.
Symbolizing a long-founded trust.
Uh-huh.
Because it's from you.
Uh-huh.
I assume it's about us.
Uh-huh.
It would be weird if it wasn't about us.
No, it's about you and me.
But what's this? The fillings are on the inside. The toppings, I mean, is filled with whipped cream. First, it shouldn't be possible. Second, what does it mean?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Wow. And isn't that the way of a healthy relationship?
Between two brothers.
Sometimes you don't know everything about the other person.
Come out. It's okay. I have hand sanitizer ready for you.
Kylie, the inside of this porta potty.
I know.
I can only describe as a war crime.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm sorry. I know it's can be chaos towards the end.
But I figured it out.
Oh.
So don't even worry about
it. Okay, I'm not worried. Not worried.
Plus, I have this cool look now where I wear it off the top and just sort of like tied at the bottom, so you can't see.
You've made it shorts.
I made it a choice. It's shorts with a cool cape. It's cape shorts now. Now it's cape shorts.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
Can't believe
seashells sold out.
What?
Yeah, didn't you hear?
No, I told you I was going to lose my shit if I didn't see seashells.
Well, I got bad news, because even though this is a festival and getting you a pass gets you into everything, seashells specifically has tickets.
What?
Inside the festival.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
This is where they wanted to launch their big reunion.
And then you know what else I heard?
What?
The tickets have a fun adventure puzzle on them. What are those called?
Geocaching?
No, that's the one where you, I mean, yes, good on you, that is 100% an adventure puzzle, but no.
Escape room?
No, the one where you go from thing to thing and find clues.
Well, I feel like people often use the misnomer of saying that's a scavenger hunt, but that's not really a scavenger hunt.
I was thinking of scavenger hunt, but now that you say it, you're right. That's not a scavenger hunt.
It's not a scavenger hunt. A scavenger hunt
is I have a list of things and I go acquire all the things on the list.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on the back of those tickets, and now I'm dying to know.
We gotta get one.
Okay.
Somehow, some way. I told you.
Hey, you want tickets?
Oh, yeah. From the shadows.
Yeah, it's me. Shadowy Brent.
Oh, I caught your show on the outdoor stage.
In Brent's tent?
Yeah, Brent's
tent. Yeah, that I set up myself in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I really loved it.
Thanks.
I liked that you wore an orange nose instead of a red nose.
Yeah, because I'm subversive. A red nose is all about the...
It's a little on the nose.
That's right. Hey, you're funny. Hey, so I heard you're looking for tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got tickets from you.
From us?
For you. What'd I say?
I thought you said from.
No, I'm not picking your pocket. Don't worry about that. I'm definitely not stealing things from you in this moment. Nice watch, by the way.
Whoa.
And if you want some tickets, I can handle that.
Yes, please.
It's only gonna take a little of your blood.
Blood? Did you say blood?
No. Yes.
Let's leave. I don't think that Shadowy Brent...
How does he want blood?
I don't know.
Some sort of, like, witch or something?
Yeah, I don't...
Very weird.
Let's hear him out.
Hey, I'm following you
all
over
right
here. I couldn't help but notice you were rudely walking away in the middle of our conversation.
I don't know. You said you wanted our blood.
Oh, yeah. No, I misspoke. I don't mean blood.
What did you mean?
Well, I obviously meant I just need a little bit of money. Covered in your blood. Don't worry about
Brent.
That's all it is.
Tyler, come on.
Yeah, okay, no, we're good, actually.
We're good, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
See you later. Oh, good, that's better. Hey, look at me. Now I'm here on the other side.
How did you get there so fast?
Oh, I went through a hallway in the back.
All right.
And I misspoke when I said anything about blood. I don't want that. I just want hair. A normal thing from your head, just a little bit of your hair.
We're good.
Come on, just give me a little of your hair.
Brent?
Yeah?
We're good, man.
Okay, cool. Oh, ha ha ha, you saw through my funny joke. Because I don't want blood and I definitely don't want hair.
I'm staying because this is going to be a good story.
Yeah.
This is weird as hell, man.
No! I just want something absolutely normal.
Okay.
Like your social security number. Right. But, hey, where are you? Yeah, okay. Mine's 528.
No, Tyler,
what?
Don't give away your social security.
I've never even used it for anything, I don't think.
Then you still don't give it away.
Why not? What's he gonna do with it? He doesn't know my
steal your identity.
This guy?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it. Why would I do that? Brent, you need to get out of here. We're wise to you, and we're never gonna fall for your thing. And this is the last moment that anyone here is gonna see you. And if you come back, everyone's gonna be so mad at you. Message received. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm walking away, and I definitely won't come back. Bye-bye.
Tyler.
Oh, weird.
Tyler, look.
Hmm.
Brent dropped something.
Oh, wow. It's 2 tickets to seashells? Oh, and what else? What'd you find?
2 tickets to paradise.
Oh. When does it leave?
I don't remember.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. We should pack our bags.
And a little more of cello, and now a little smaller car.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller car.
The car was too small, but now it's too big. We just need to find, can we find a happy medium between the size of the car? Have our sound checks for this gotten longer over the years?
Well,
the longer we seashells are the band, the faster they should go. But we keep adding parts to it.
I sort of feel like, in our own way, we're just trying to outdo the other.
Me and you?
Yeah.
I would be lying if I didn't say I felt some underlying competition.
Yeah, I feel like it's sort of just it's a power balance.
Yeah, we should probably just date and get it over with.
We already dated.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That'd be so stupid.
No, not stupid. It's just, you know, we are...
If we dated again, because we agreed to stop.
Yes, when we got divorced.
Right. The ultimate stop of dating.
We stopped dating when we got engaged.
We sure did, because then we were married.
Married. Well... We were engaged.
Sometimes you have to date the person you're married to.
Maybe that's what we didn't do.
Mm. Mm.
Speaking of which, I want to close with dating.
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. It brings the house down. I will miss doing it because this is the last time we're going to do
it.
This is the last time we're going to do it.
I don't know.
So we have to make room for all the upcoming clown acts. Like
Brent in the tent?
He is not a sanctioned act at this festival. That is a man who set up a tent in a parking lot and just sort of knows the alleyways around the festival really well.
There might be something.
The orange nose, love it.
There's some there.
Brent in the tent. How do you think our kids are doing?
Looks like a seahorse. But if the seahorse was a professor. But of Russian literature.
Why is that a but?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this is a super smart seahorse.
I just didn't want you to think I was done. I guess I should have said and.
Okay. That one to me looks like a Garibaldi. But mathematician of Russian math. I'm sorry, you're smarter than I am.
It's all right.
I feel intimidated.
No, just tell me what you see.
When I look at the stars, I see the stars. Oh, were you looking at the clouds in front of the stars?
That might be why I see more.
Yeah.
It's hard with the stars, cause they're just dots. You have to fill it in. And actually, that's more impressive. I was just seeing those fluffy shapes. They're already shapes. I saw a shape, and I just gave it a little name. But you did a cool thing with your brain. You connected the dots, and that's insane. I think you're smarter than me, but I'm smart too. I think you're smarter than me, but I'm smart too. I think you're smarter than me, but I am smart too. But still smarter than...
I disagree. The cloud's right there in front of me. And to me, it looks like a cloud, not anything else. Just thinking out loud. All of the stars are just little points, and you connect them like a... What's that kind of painting called?
Pointillism?
No.
Connect the dots.
Yeah, that's right. You're so much smarter than me. The gap that you leave at the end of that feels pointed.
No, not pointillism at all.
Know pointillism is. What was the other one you just said?
Just a name of a painter.
I assume that they're dead.
Yep.
So like an old... That's really smart. Really, the only person we should judge ourselves against
is our past self.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we made it through the secret hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You made it through that tunnel of porta potties,
uh-huh.
Which was impressive.
It was impressive. It was impressive that they managed to put them on their side.
Yeah.
And not be gross.
Yeah, they weren't gross. Those were actually the least gross ones.
It was really cool. I cannot believe that this band set all of this up as a way to get to their show.
I just think they're, you know, it's because it's their last show, you know?
I think they're stalling because their sound check's so long.
Yeah, but you I guess can it also hear it. Could you be, can hear it.
It's mostly
the
them fighting as a couple.
Yeah.
It's sort of awkward to listen to.
I sort of feel like the performance has already begun in that way.
Whoa. We're listening to it as we go, like immersive theater.
Sure.
Like, when does the show start? The ultimate clowning.
The ultimate clowning.
And the ultimate clown band.
Okay, I think if you move this board, it's actually a false board, and just move it to the side with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, a whiskey pop-up. Wait a minute. No, this isn't whiskey. It's tepid. No. This funnel cake?
It smells like funnel cake. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the back of our funnel cake shack.
You've made it this far. You're almost there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is look at this funnel cake and tell me what you see. Okay.
Funnel cake? Oh, no.
No, wait.
Like, what do we
see? And clown ourselves.
We almost clowned ourselves.
Wait,
we should clown ourselves?
No, sorry. We almost clowned ourselves.
We almost clowned ourselves.
Okay. I see.
This is so tricky because I don't know whether to look at the lines on the funnel cake or the space between the lines on the funnel cake.
Yeah. All the notes you don't play.
Yeah. Jazz, pointillism, all of it. I'm just seeing a big...
I'm seeing like an arrow.
Oh, yeah. It's very clearly an arrow pointing over there. We see an arrow pointing there. Great job. It's fun to be part of someone else's act.
Yeah.
I wish people bought more funnel cakes, but this is a good way to give funnel cakes away, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that I really care about is spending this time with you.
You too.
And the fact that I invented some sort of new funnel cake where I insert the topping in the dough.
It's honestly still blowing
my
mind.
It's like stringy donut.
On a chemical level, it doesn't make sense to me.
Can I tell you what I did?
Yes, please.
I'm putting it in big globs to create air pockets that are slightly bigger than a typical funnel cake, and then I'm just using like an injector. You're doing it
post-fry.
Yeah.
That's the part that I couldn't wrap my head around. I was like, that whipped cream's going to get
small
in the fryer.
Small enough hole so it doesn't leak out. Plus, I do let it cool for a second so it doesn't instantly melt.
You're a scientist. I'll say it.
Thanks.
You're doing science here.
Oh, my gosh, okay. Tyler. We're almost there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the car is so small. That's the smallest car they've ever had.
And yet, it feels like it could have been smaller, and then they...
chose to make it...
that small.
Wow, we're the only ones here. We're the only ones who made it. That's right. This show is just for you two.
Yeah, and all thanks to me. Because I had the only two tickets to this show. And I dropped it in front of you.
Thanks, Brent.
You're welcome. I'll be waiting outside.
Thank you for coming to the final performance of Seashells.
My name is Scallops.
My name is Conch.
We are clowns who are also a band.
We got oysters on the keys.
That's right. And we got other shell on the drums. You know, the Little Mermaid bra one. That might be a scallop. Never mind. Welcome to our very last show. When did it begin? When will it end? You may never know.
When the show is a clown car and everyone's busting out, then part of the show is a riddle and part of the song is just doubt.
And stick around after the end, 'cause there'll be a surprise. Someone get down on their knee right before your eyes.
Welcome to our last show.
Welcome to the clown show.
Welcome to the last show.
We've got fun and games and little cars.
Give a pie to a guy, give a pie to a guy.
And what will I do? Because I'm a clown, I'm sure you're
show. You got clown, you're in this show.
Oh, wow.
ultimate clowning experience for two lucky fans.
The only two fans in the tent. That's right, you and you. Me? Yeah.
Why did you wear a romper?
Oh, I didn't really think about it.
Why didn't you think longer?
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I've made my own thing out of it now. It is a shorts cape. So who's the clown now?
Wow. Me somehow. Huh.
This is that moment when the audience outclowns you with your own clown show.
When you and this is the moment when maybe finally it's true.
Time to go.
That this is the last clown show.
The improvised show. If it wasn't incredibly apparent, all that was made up, and we couldn't do it again if we tried. So thank you so much for coming out. Have a wonderful festival. Bye.
Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.